This is Radio Dynamite.
Hello and welcome to Radio Dynamite. Stay tuned in for all the top stories on Wimbledon and the World Cup.
Hi, this is Top Cat and I'm going to pass you over to Double D and Sven-Goran Eriksson for an interview about the World Cup.
Hello Sven, what do you think of Rooney's red card?
I think he was very unlucky with the red card because he was being fouled in the first place and Cristiano Ronaldo went up to the ref to get him sent off.
Do you think you suffered as a result of losing Rooney?
Not really. They played better after Rooney's dismissal and not deserved to lose.
What two teams do you think will make up the World Cup final and who will win?
I think that the way Germany are playing, that they will go to the final, but I would prefer France to go all the way.
Thank you, Sven.
And now over to our news correspondent in the studio.
The news. Temperatures in Britain have been soaring high over the past few days, a very unusual occurrence for Britain. The average temperature has been above 30 degrees. In Wimbledon, Andrew Murray was knocked out yesterday by Baghdatis. Tim Henman was knocked out in the early stages of the tournament by reigning champion Roger Federer. Although Andy Murray knocked out the third seed Andy Roddick, the task of beating Baghdatis proved too much for the 19-year-old Scottish player. In Spain, in Valencia, 41 people have died in a train crash and 400,000 people are believed to have been found sympathising with Al-Qaeda.
I'm now going to pass over to Double D with the World Cup news.
Today and tomorrow, the two semi-finals of the World Cup will be taking place. Host nation Germany will take on the mighty Italy. This should prove to be an excellent contest. Both teams have great players. I think Germany will have the edge because they're the home nation. Tomorrow, the second semi-final will take place. It's a skillful France against the penalty kings Portugal. Again, this should be a heated contest because both teams really want to win. Scolari has led many teams to victory and will hope to do this with Portugal, who knocked out England on penalties. France, on the other hand, knocked out one of the favourites, Brazil, with a quality goal from Henri and sheer brilliance from the veteran Zinedine Zidane.
Up for Italy is Buffon in goal, Zambrotta, Materazzi, Cannavaro, Grosso in defence, Perotta, Pirlo, Guattuso, and Totti in midfield, and Toni and Gilardino up front.
And the probable lineup for Germany is Lehmann in goal, Friedrich, Meltzider, Mertzaka, and Lahm in defence, Schneider, Borowski, Ballack, and Schweinsteiger in midfield, and Podolski and Klose up front.
That's it for the news. Here's some music. That was the end of our first music track. Hold your breath for some more.
Radio Dynamite. Goodbye.